And welcome to another edition of Rhino Knows Sports. I'm your host, the Rhino, and we got a wonderful show happening for you guys. I'm going to help you guys out with the latest and most up-to-date stuff that we need to get in track of. It's been a minute since I've seen you guys. I hope you guys filled your brackets out, and I hope you guys are ready to go, because today's going to go off with a bang. There's going to be a lot of stuff happening, and there's going to be a lot of moving pieces. So you have to be ready to go, because it's all going to come down to how we determine all of this, because all of this could be in the works. This could all be in the makings. This could all potentially be game changers. So we are in the Sweet 16. We missed a lot of matchups. We had a few upsets. We had a few teams come out of nowhere. Hopefully some of you guys picked the right answers for these, but I saw Duquesne won. I saw Yale beat Auburn. I saw Washington State take on Drake. I saw North Carolina and Michigan State. There's a lot of Grand Canyon came out of nowhere against Alabama, but Bama took it. And there's a lot of stuff happening, because this is what March Madness is all about. March Madness is whoever comes to play that day, they may win it all. You never know who's coming to play at one time. And it could all depend on who has the most potential. So, what does that mean for you guys? There's a lot of different things happening right now. There's so many different potential sports habits and different sports things that can occur. There is a few teams we need to keep an eye on moving forward. So, it looks like March 28th and March 29th is when the Sweet 16 will start. The Sweet 16 will have a culmination of a lot of different teams. With the Sweet 16 starting on March 28th, we'll have Clemson and Arizona. Arizona was the 2 seed, and Clemson was the 6 seed in the West. Now we've got the Midwest, which is Creighton and Tennessee, and you got Purdue and Gonzaga. They'll both be playing on March 29th. March 28th also will have North Carolina versus Alabama. The Tar Heels were also in the West along with Alabama. We're kind of getting close to where we start ending those four different brackets. So now we're going to kind of move into who's the best coming out of each of the different sides of the bracket. And then out of the East, you got UConn and San Diego State. And then you got Illinois versus Iowa State. And then you got the lowest seed still in there. North Carolina State versus Marquette. That's coming out of the South Conference. Along with Houston versus Duke. That'll also be coming out of the South. The East will have UConn and San Diego State, and Illinois and Iowa State. There's a lot of different matchups being happening right now, because it's anybody's ball game. Each and every one of these teams is coming to play. They're coming with their hearts in it. They're coming to win. And it's our job to figure out what they are looking for and how they're going to best survive that. And with each and every one of these, there is the potential for an upset. And we know what happens with an upset. An upset is what changes each of these teams. Each of these teams comes into it with a different intensity all of a sudden. There's almost a different difference maker going on. And I feel so great to be able to tell you guys what it is that's going to happen moving forward. There is so many different teams out there that if they bring it and they put their whole thoughts and everything on the line, there is a potential for some of these teams to sneak one. So I'm going to give you my upset alerts or to keep an eye on. I would keep an eye on Iowa State. Everyone is saying this Iowa State team came to play. They are hunters and they are looking to win games, and they have been dominating ever since the end of the regular season as it moved into postseason play. UConn has always been a monster. UConn is facing San Diego State. San Diego may put up a good fight against them, but UConn is definitely a powerhouse and shouldn't be trifled with. Then you got Houston and Duke. Houston and Duke have both been around here a few times. They tend to know how to do things in the March Madness, so that one could be a toss-up for anyone, but my money's on Duke for that one. North Carolina State and Marquette. You got North Carolina State. I think of them as the Cinderella story. No one didn't think they would get this far, but here they are. And then you got Marquette. Marquette has been around the block a few times. They know how to interact with this, and they know how to encounter this. So I put my money on North Carolina State because I love a good Cinderella story. North Carolina versus Alabama. I want Bama in this one. North Carolina, I don't think deserves a one seed, but they are here. So I don't know if they necessarily deserve that one seed, but they have claimed it. So that is what they are claiming to be. Clemson and Arizona, man, both of those teams are stellar programs. They both have a dominance of schedule. I'd go Arizona on that one. And then you got Purdue and Gonzaga. Gonzaga has been around a few times. They know how to do things, and they know what it is that is going to occur in order for this bracket to continue moving forward. Purdue is definitely the monster of this bracket. I think they got the first seed, which means they got like the lowest side of the conferences. But we're in the Sweet 16, so I can see Purdue taking Gonzaga down. Creighton and Tennessee, what a close matchup. You got Tennessee, and then you got Creighton. And it's just so amazing seeing that this Creighton team has made it this far, but then also that Tennessee team. So that one is really tricky to pick, but my money's going for Creighton. Creighton seems like they have a lot of things going for them. They seem to have a lot of good talent built up, and they seem to have a good skill set when they look for the type of people they want to make better. So those are my picks for the Sweet 16. Hopefully I'll get to see you guys in the Elite Eight or the Final Four. I'll probably get to see you in the Elite Eight, maybe the Final Four, and then the championship. Thank you all so much for listening, and thank you all so much for continuing to like and subscribe these. Keep coming back to this podcast. It's the only way I'm going to help this grow. Tell your friends and family about this, because I want to hear more people, and I want to hear how their intake into sports is. I want to hear what it took for them to understand what sports is all about, or understand what this stuff that we do here, why we enjoy it. Because I feel like sports can be enjoyed by anyone. I think it just takes a certain person to understand those enjoyments and to get into those types of movements. So thank you all so much for listening, and keep telling the people and keep coming back. I don't do this just to kind of say, like, I want to get my numbers up, but I actually really care about how each and every one of you gets to know sports. And sports is a very dynamic kind of difference maker. And it's up to you to find the ways to make yourselves intrigued and more engaged. And especially during March Madness, man, those first two rounds are the funnest, I believe, because you just feel like you're running around, and all of a sudden, now you're down to the Sweet 16. What a weekend. So Thank you all so much for listening, and have a good night, everybody. Good night.